This article appeared in the summer 2014 issue of UU World magazine. Meet Our Readers by Christopher Walton. Last summer, UU World invited readers to take part in an important survey about the magazine and its print and digital futures. The survey results are in, and they provide a clear picture of current readers' preferences, as well as some of the options that will, we hope, expand the magazine's reach. We designed the survey not just to help us understand your preferences, but also to give the Unitarian Universalist Association an up-to-date demographic profile of the membership of UUA congregations. Here's what we learned. As a group, members of Unitarian Universalist congregations who receive a subscription to UU World as a benefit of membership are somewhat older, more likely to be women, more highly educated, and wealthier than they were when we conducted our last readership survey in 2003-04. Almost three-quarters of current members are over 55 years old. The average age is 61.3. Almost three-quarters of members are women. Just over half our readers live with their spouse. Another 6% live with their partner or significant other. One in three live alone. One in five households includes children under the age of 18. 87% identify as straight or heterosexual. 6% are lesbian or gay. 4% are bisexual. 98% are white. 63% of our readers have completed a graduate or a professional degree. The average reported household income is $98,500. 43% are retired, while 36% work full-time, 14% work part-time, and 6% are currently not employed. The most commonly mentioned occupational fields are education, healthcare, or legal. Back in 2004, the average age of respondents was 58, 65% were female, 26% had children under the age of 18 living with them. Back then, 52% had a graduate or professional degree, and the average household income was a little under $79,000 in unadjusted dollars. We ask how our readers are engaged with their congregations and with UUA. Two-thirds have served in a leadership role in their Unitarian Universalist congregation. 29% have done so many times. Only 4% currently serve a UU congregation as a religious professional, although 9% have worked as a minister, religious educator, musician, or administrator in the past. Almost 90% have contributed financially to their congregation in the past year. Our readers are less engaged with the broader UUA. Only 1 in 4 has attended a General Assembly. 37% say they have made a financial contribution to the UUA in the past year. Another 37% gave to the UU Service Committee, and 19% gave to another UU organization in the past year. Few members report engaging with the UUA online. 86% have either never visited UUA.org or visited it only rarely, 43% each. 88% do not follow the UUA using social media, although more than half use Facebook either daily, 32%, or occasionally, 20%. 55% read every issue of UU World, while 39% read the magazine occasionally. 53% spend more than an hour reading a typical issue. 38% share their copy of the magazine with others. Receiving a print magazine is important to members. Over three-quarters said it is either extremely important, 27%, or somewhat important, 51%, that they received the print edition. 22% said it was not important at all. When we asked the same question in a slightly different way, how important is it to you that you receive some regular communication from the Unitarian Universalist Association in the form of a newsletter or magazine, the proportion of readers who said it is very important rose to 32%, while just under 10% said it's not important to them, and 21% said it is only marginally important. We ask about readers' interest in receiving the magazine in a digital format. 7% said they are very interested in a UU World tablet app, while 22% are somewhat interested. 9% say they are interested in receiving the magazine as a digital magazine accessible through a web browser, while 30% are somewhat interested. 42% do not own a tablet, while close to 5% do not have access to the internet at all. Good news! The UUA will continue providing print subscriptions to members of congregations as a membership benefit, but as I explain in From the Editor on page 3, we are also introducing digital and tablet app editions for those who would like them. Visit uuworld.org/digital to learn more. UUWorld's website, uuworld.org, offers yet another way to read our articles, including news, essays, and special features that never appear in the print edition. 3/4 of our print readers, however, have never read an article on uuworld.org, and only 6% of print subscribers receive UUWorld's weekly email newsletter. You may sign up for free at uuworld.org/newsletter. When we ask about content, readers express their greatest interest in theological or philosophical essays, articles about social justice, politics or public witness, personal essays and reflections, and articles about history, books, and culture. Readers said they were somewhat interested in profiles of individuals and congregations, news about the UUA and congregations, covers, art, and photography, the president's column, and letters to the editor. Readers expressed the least interest in the milestones column and ministerial obituaries, and 37% of readers said they had no interest in reading the ads. Although several respondents added notes of gratitude for our classifieds, and one reader noted with delight that they had met their boyfriend through a classified advertiser. We developed the questionnaire with the assistance of Peter Francesi, a consumer marketing expert and founder of American Demographics magazine. The research firm Lewis and Clark conducted the survey, contacting 1,372 randomly selected members of UU congregations. Questionnaires were completed by 591 respondents, yielding a 43% response rate. While Lewis and Clark was conducting the random sample survey that generated the results described above, we published the same questionnaire online and mailed printed copies to people who requested one. We received responses from 3,844 people. Thank you. That told us much more about specific segments of the UU universe. We heard how much the magazine means to people who have limited or no access to a UU congregation or other UU resources. For example, 40 prisoners, most of whom receive a subscription as a benefit from their membership in UUA's Church of the Larger Fellowship, completed questionnaires. Of the 526 people who mailed back printed questionnaires, 56% are over 75 years old. 74% said it was extremely important to them to receive a print magazine. By aggressively promoting the online questionnaire, we were also able to attract 396 responses from people who do not receive the print magazine. Their responses are helping us refine our strategy for using UUWorld's website and digital editions to serve UUs who are not currently members of congregations, including many young people. Somewhat surprisingly, 55% of these respondents say they are members or regularly attend a UU congregation, but nearly 1 in 5 has no relationship with a UU congregation. 1/3 of our non-print readers receives UUWorld's weekly email newsletters, and 71% have read articles on uuworld.org. Our non-print readers are even more empathetic than our print readers about the importance of receiving a newsletter or magazine from the UUA. 81% said it is either very important or somewhat important. Half expressed interest in a tablet app version, and 82% expressed interest in a digital magazine version. The audience we currently do not reach through the print magazine is younger, with 40% under age 45. Still, overwhelmingly female at 62%, they are only slightly more at 21% to have a child under the age of 18 living with them. They're less likely than print readers to identify as straight or heterosexual, 63%, with 24% identifying either as lesbian, gay, or bisexual, 12% each. Non-print readers are still overwhelmingly white, although 13% identified either as multiracial or as a member of a minority racial or ethnic group. We used U.S. Census categories to allow comparisons with broader social surveys. More nuanced categories are used by UUA's own multicultural growth and witness staff. Non-print readers are highly educated, too, with 41% having attained a graduate or professional degree and 36% having attained a bachelor's degree. They are not as affluent as print readers, with just over one-third reporting household incomes over $60,000 a year compared with 50% of print readers. The UUA is unusual among religious denominations for publishing a magazine distributed as a membership benefit. Most denominational magazines, when they still exist, go only to the fraction of the membership that chooses to subscribe. Our readers' level of interest in the magazine, measured in the number of voluntary responses we received, is the response rate we generated with the random sample survey, and in the specific responses to the questionnaire, it heartens and encourages us. Obviously, the survey points to areas where we can improve. My team is eager to rethink our editorial approach so we can bring you and many others an inspiring, engaging expression of contemporary Unitarian Universalism. Christopher Walton is editor of UU World. A graduate of Harvard Divinity School, he's a member of the Church of the Larger Fellowship. And this is a service provided by the Unitarian Universalist Association, UU World, and Equal Access. This article was read by Don Heimel of DPH Vocalese, a member of First UU Church of San Antonio, Texas.